Hey there, friends. Welcome to the Everyday Truth Podcast with Kurt Skelly. On this podcast, our goal is just to simply show that the Bible is relevant to your life every single day. And we just hope that you're helped by this current series from the book of Joshua. What we've called it is Don't Be Afraid to Follow God. So let's just take a second, sit back, and hear what Kurt has to say.
Welcome back, my friends. And we are looking forward to another day of just getting into the Word of God. And there's just something special about just that, getting into the Word of God every day. Matter of fact, Hannah, I'll tell you that the primary reason I did this podcast was because I believe that most people struggle reading their Bible every day.
It's true. I know I do.
Sure.
To be completely honest, you know, I'm a very like schedule type person. I like to schedule things. So you would think reading my Bible would be quite easy. I can just schedule and pencil it in. But it is something I tend to, you know, put off. I'm not good at getting up in the morning. I'm tired and I can barely,
you definitely are a late night person.
I have a hard time focusing, you know, in the morning. So yeah, I do them at night and sometimes I'm tired. So then I'll just say, oh, you know, not today or whatever. So I try to do it my first available time, whether that's lunch, you know, spend some time. And again, it's not schedule,
right?
Quality over quantity.
That's right.
But, you know, making sure.
And like with any relationship, I mean, schedule is important. And I know for many of you, you like to just listen to a podcast first thing in the morning or read your Bible first thing in the morning. And that's great, but it's not the only way. Relationships work differently. Sometimes I'm thinking about what you said, Hannah, about being a late night person. I remember even you as an early teenager, junior high, I remember going into your room at night and you'd be awake like at 11:30, sitting Indian style on your bed, you're reading your Bible or making a journal entry. And
yeah.
I thought that's a good thing. You know, the important things in our life don't clamor for our time.
Mm-hmm.
They whisper for our time. And it's so funny, the unimportant things in our life often scream at us. And we've got to learn to pay attention to what's important, not what's loud. Anyway, I digress.
No,
but that's why I started the podcast, because I wanted to give people an opportunity to get into a portion of God's Word every day in 10 to 13 minutes. And that's what we've tried to do. Today, we're in Joshua chapter 4. If you're joining us for the first time, we're just working our way through the book of Joshua. I'd encourage you to listen to some past episodes to get up to speed. But Joshua and the people have now crossed the Jordan River. They're just on the other side. They've not fought one battle yet. The guys have carried these big stones out. Joshua knows why, but the people don't know why yet. You know, they just see their leaders carrying these big stones across. They don't know why yet. So at the end of chapter 4, Joshua, the priest, they all come out of the river. The river flows back the way it was. That's verses 15 through 18. So everything is back. And I like that too, because when the river comes roaring back, that must have been quite a scene for all that water to be dammed up. And now the water comes raging back. In essence, what God did there is he shut the back door, didn't he?
Right, yeah.
How often in serving God do we want the back door? You know, we want to be able to move forward, but like, hey, this didn't work out, I'm going back.
Yeah, one step forward, but you're still keeping that one foot back there.
But think about it. What did God do? God didn't give them the option to go back. It's kind of like, I don't know, I read about the conquistadors or something. Not that I'm praising the conquistadors, but the one of them, Cortez or somebody, burned the ships because he didn't want the men to have
to retreat
or to mutiny or whatever. So whatever that means in your life, you know, follow God, move forward, and don't turn back. Sometimes we've seen that song, I have decided to follow Jesus, no turning back. But we do turn back, and God did them a favor by letting that river rage back down. Anyway, that's not the point I wanted to bring out today, because it says in verse 19 that the people came up out of Jordan on the 10th day of the first month. Very interesting, because it would be the first month that they would celebrate the Passover, be the first month that they would set their hearts toward the Lord. So the first month, and encamped in Gilgal in the east border of Jericho. Gilgal was the name of the camp, Gilgal. All right, Hannah, do you know what Gilgal means?
Can't say that I do.
So Gilgal means circle. It means a circle. And there's some debate about why that name was chosen, why it was called Gilgal. It may have been that they camped in a circle. But most probably, they took those stones, and when they set those stones, they set them in a circle. But it was their camp, Gilgal. And the Bible says it's on the east border of Jericho. And those 12 stones, which they took out of Jordan, did Joshua pitch in Gilgal. So now we're finding what they're doing with those stones they're carrying out. And he spake unto the children of Israel, saying, and this is basically repeating what God told him. So remember, God told him, Joshua, put these stones here because the kids are going to ask one day why they're there. And then, you know, dads, you tell them, moms, you tell them that this is what God did for us at the Jordan River. So interestingly, Joshua is simply repeating exactly, almost verbatim, what God told him. He's repeating that to the people. And is that not the essence of biblical leadership? I mean,
relaying the same message.
Relaying the same message. I think sometimes we make it too complicated. God gave us a message. It's our job to read it, to understand it, and then to share it with other people, especially those to whom God has given us. You know, whom God has given us, rather, like our kids and the people that look to us for leadership.
Right. And the gospel, it's simple. Salvation is simple. Like you said, we overcomplicate things so much, and we have all these technicalities, and we have all these things. And the
isms
gospel,
and ologies.
Yeah, it's simple. It's God didn't complicate it. He didn't want to make it hard for anyone. You know, anyone can be saved. Anyone could receive Christ. Anyone can follow Christ. It doesn't take someone extremely talented or smart. The gospel is simple.
You don't have to wait to know all the Bible, or we'd all be waiting, to convey the Bible. No, the way God plans it is God will teach us something. Now you teach that to somebody else. God had revealed something to Joshua. Now Joshua was immediately revealing that to the people, conveying that, being that postman, being that mailman, and conveying that message to the people that needed to hear it. I think about the passage in Deuteronomy. Every parent that wants to raise his children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord wants to read Deuteronomy chapter 6. Because in Deuteronomy chapter 6, God says, you know, these laws, Moses had just reiterated the law, the word of God to the people. And he said, these laws that I've given you, he's speaking to the people, these shall be in your heart. These shall be in your heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto your children. In other words, make sure that you know the word. As leaders, as parents, make sure you know the word, and not only that you know it up here in your head, but that you know it in your heart, that you have a heart for it, and make sure these words are in your heart, and then teach them to your children when you get up, when you lie down, when you walk by the way. In other words, let it be a part of your normal everyday conversation, the word of God. And I obviously did not do the job I could have done or should have done, but that was always our goal with you kids growing up, is that Christianity would be real.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, that's very true. And it's a passion. It's not just, like you said, it's not just head knowledge. And I believe, and I know you did a great job with us kids, it was very evident that you and mom had a passion for Christ. You know, being a pastor, yeah, that's your title, but I could see from early on that it wasn't just a job to you. And I remember you saying more than once, you know, I can't believe I get to do something I enjoy. I can't believe I'm even getting paid to do something I love to do. You know, it was evident from the beginning that for you and mom, loving Christ, serving God, It's a passion. It's a passion of yours. It's not just a head knowledge. It's not just something you were maybe taught or you feel like you're supposed to do and you're just following orders. It's something that you love to do.
And here was Joshua, and I appreciate that, Hannah, but here was Joshua loving God, loving the Word of God, having faith in God, being strong and courageous, and conveying that message to the people, and that relational message. Hey, listen, know this stuff, and your kids need to know this stuff. Because that's the way the devil would love to upend us, and would love to upend the church, would love to upend Christianity, is just to attack the generations, to get dads not speaking to kids, to get moms bitter against daughters. And the whole Old Testament ended with that pronouncement of a curse, that there would come a time when fathers and children, parents and children, would not have a heart for each other. And when Elijah comes, he's going to turn the hearts of the children to the fathers and the fathers to the children. And boy, it's an important thing, isn't it? That generational connection to the Word of God. But I love the last verse in Joshua chapter 4, and we'll end with it in our podcast today. And that's verse 24, where the Bible says, the purpose for the children's question and the parents' answer is this. And think about this, Hannah, that all the people of the earth might know the hand of the Lord, that it is mighty, that ye might fear the Lord your God forever. That is an amazing verse, because sometimes when you think about the Old Testament, you think wrongly that, well, you know, God just loved the children of Israel and he just kind of favored them, and everyone else, they were basically on their own. But that's not it at all. No, God works through one person or through some people for the purpose of using them to bless everybody. So whether it be Abraham, through you, all the nations of the world will be blessed. Or here, even here, this one little thing that he did for this one little group of people, he said that all people of the earth might know the hand of the Lord. See, it's always God's end game for everyone to hear of him. It's always God's end game for everyone to know how great he is. But sometimes he uses one or a group in order to accomplish that. So in the Old Testament, he used the nation of Israel, and they failed really in their purpose to share God with the world, Jehovah God with the world. In the New Testament, he uses the church. So he gave the church a commission, go into all the world and preach the gospel. I wonder, are we doing a good job? That's a convicting thought. You know, because God wants all the world to know the hand of God. So are we conveying it as Christians to our own kids? I mean, think about that principle of multiplication. If we as Christians would simply teach our own kids and multiply the gospel just through our own kids in several generations, we could reach the world. We're not even reaching our own families, and God wants the whole world to know about the hand of God. So I think I love that verse, because it helps me to understand that we've got a great commission, we've got a great job, and we ought to tell somebody today about the Lord Jesus Christ. And it really ought to start, if you're a mom or dad out there, a grandpa or grandma, like me, a grandpa, it ought to start with reaching our own family. Hey, God bless you guys. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Thanks for taking time to listen. If Everyday Truth matters to you, go ahead and subscribe to the podcast or share it with a friend. Until next time, God bless.